tumours and blood samples that we're going to take. This is the study design. One of the things I want to say to you about this study is it is very simple. I mean, truly simple. If we can't recruit to this study, and that's my final slide, I'm going to give you the message at the beginning. If we can't recruit to this study, then I think one of the messages we've heard is that we're never going to see funding of surgical trials in the future, right? Because it is so simple to do. We're giving people 2 weeks of anastrozole or letrozole, a treatment that they would normally be getting afterwards, that we know that there's no long-term major side effects from, for a four-week period, and at minimum, we're using biopsies that we're already taking. The only additional thing we're doing over a minimal entry into the trial is 3 extra blood samples. And I say again, if we can't do this study, then really we have to question ourselves as to whether we're going to do any surgical trials in the future. So 2 weeks of treatment here, and then on to standard therapy. The endpoints, as you'll see, are both biological and also clinical, and I'll explain those in a moment. And these are a large section of people who we're normally seeing, postmenopausal, hormone receptor positive patients, who are going to be candidates for endocrine, adjuvant endocrine therapy.